Welcome to the Team World Destination Motivation Blog Talk Radio Show. We will kick off our motivation session with a few affirmations, and after that we'll go to a good motivational mindset, destination motivation, get up, get out, and do something, hot topic. And that hot topic is about being present. But let's start off with a few affirmations. Normally, those are things to do us feel good, pick me up, get us in the right spot, and get us in the right momentum. And for you kiddos, I always like to have the affirmations started off for you guys to understand in order to get up, get out, and do something, and become motivated in your destination motivation mindset, is that you need to be able to understand how you start your day is how it's going to continue in its pentameter throughout your day. And even though this is a Sunday, we're going to make a joyful noise. We're blessed and everything else. You still need to have an I am motivated mindset or I am thankful mindset. And in that, we're going to say to ourselves, I am thankful for Sundays. I'm thankful for family. I am thankful for generosity that comes near and far. I'm thankful for food. I'm thankful for the ability to walk. I'm thankful for being present in the here and now. I am thankful for the clothes on my back, the shoes on my feet that my mom and dad provide for me. And if you're an older, young adult or adolescent, you're still probably getting a little bit of help there. So I am thankful for those that support me and surround me in becoming a more proficient, self-efficient, self-motivated, destination motivation individual. And say to yourself in this moment of COVID, I am thankful for my health. I'm thankful for my peace. I'm thankful for my sanity. I'm thankful for the here and now and where I'm at and where I will be going. So with that, we're going to go into how to be mindful. And I thought this was a good one due to the fact that in the time of pandemics, epidemics, it is so easy to become more what I call a worry wart or get to the point that you worry about your health living day to day, and you have to find a way to be mindful and present but stay in the here and now from day to day, because not every day is promised to you, but at the same token, you don't want to worry to the point that you worry yourself into a grave. And part of that is following all the advanced directives and things that are out there by the CDC, the WHO, and other organizations, or your local government, or your officials who are heading up pandemics, epidemics, and things like that right now. And part of that is having that I am mindset that I am going to make it through this time period. My parents know what they're doing in raising me and keeping me safe, and I need to follow all directions at this point in time. And as a young child, adolescent, or young adult, it's hard to do, especially if you're a teenager or you're growing into your 20s and your 30s. You're still feeling like you know everything, but you don't. And with that, we're going to learn how to be present. And learning how to be present is also active listening and sometimes saying nothing and listening to adults or other people around you or other leaders or people who can help you become present in the here and now and guide you. So with that, I'm going to take you into a simple ways to get present. But above all, we've talked about different things such as struggling versus, you know, opening up or expansion of your making room for difficult feelings and urges and sensations and mind over matter and getting hooked into your thoughts and the good ones versus the bad ones, the ones that are triggering you or events or situations. And in the time of COVID-19, it is very easy to be triggered or listen to things that aren't of helpfulness in your presence, right? So you have to figure out how your behavior, when you got hooked into the triggering thoughts or the non-triggering thoughts, and unhook yourself from that, unplug from it. And then also on top of that, we have talked about joining the dots and, connecting the dots of distraction, opting out and thinking, and then the things that would self-harm you and your mindset of what you're trying to do, your I am mindset, your abundance mindset, and your destination motivation, I am present mindset. And part of that is being present and mindful and what your thoughts do if you're not enlightened or illuminated in your mind and heart, how can you light up your spirit, right? And you have to have the spirit of discernment to know when you need to opt out of echelons or circles of things that poison your spirit, your environment, your mental health, your well-being, your sanity. And then on top of that, think of strategies to rid yourself of those painful thoughts or feelings in the interim, in the long term, and also in the present. And then you got to think about the vitality and suffering that we talked about prior to that, and the problems and values, and also your life compass. So going forward, we're going to do this exercise because that's going to help you to be able to, in the present, while we're going through this nightmare and in real time, and it's play it by ear, day by day, listening to advanced directives and things like that, as you should, but you have to be present in how you're feeling. And there's a lot of people who will downplay this and make it seem like it's not important, but this is a test of being able to be present in the here and now, following directions, and finding a level of enlightenment and being present in how you feel and receiving information, encoding, decoding, and then inferring it, and then going out there with that information and finding a way to be present in it, but not getting yourself to the point that you're so bogged down and triggered by it. So let's start and take 10 breaths. Because part of that is the simple way to get present is by taking breaths. Train yourself to breathe. So with that, we're going to start there. Take 10 breaths. This is a simple exercise to center yourself and connect with your environment. And as I said, environment is everything. Your environment can't be poisonous. Your air should be clear. It should be like a spring rain that brings flowers. You should be able to feel that smoothness, that calmness, that feeling, that mantra, that emotional togetherness at that moment. So with that, practice it throughout the day, throughout the evening, especially anytime you find yourself getting caught up in your thoughts or your feelings. So with that, just like when you hear the rain, it's steady, right? And it's calming, it's soothing. So step one, take 10 slow breaths. Those are deep breaths, right? This is part of meditation as well. So focus on breathing out as slowly as possible until the lungs are completely empty. So we're going to do this again. And then allow them to refill themselves. Notice the sensation, just like you notice when raindrops fall, right? Of your lungs emptying. Notice them refilling. And in that, you're being present in that air. That air should be crisp, cool, calming, just like that rain. Notice them refilling. Notice your rib cage rising and falling. So you should put your hand on your chest, feel your rib cage right underneath the breastplate, right? You're going to go. So with that, you're feeling that rising and falling. You're being present. Notice the gentle rise and fall of your shoulders. So as you feel your rise and fall of your shoulders, we're peaking your third eye and your chakras, right? Your inner light, it should be lighting up right now. You should be feeling elevated, illuminated, right? Your eternal circle, that vibe, okay? That's that emotional vibe, that mental vibe, that being present vibe. Okay? Then look around the room and notice that you can see, hear, smell, touch, and feel. And think to yourself, what do I feel? I feel good. You feel that energy, right? That is that light energy, that enlightened energy. That is that mark, the eternal circle, that enlightened energy. You're elevated, you're motivated, you're feeling good. It's just like the soft droplets of rain, except for it's in your heart, it's in your mind, it's in your spirit. You feel that coming and flowing through you, right? Okay, so now we're going to move to dropping the anchor. And part of that, dropping the anchor, is that heavy weight. Sometimes that heavy weight can be your acquaintances, environment, things that poison your spirit or poison how you are as a person naturally. And with that, we drop the heavy weights, right? The anchors, those things that are bringing us down. If it's acquaintance, if it's business, if it's finance, for you kiddos, you probably ain't got no business unless you're a kidrepreneur. It's going to happen. Sometimes you might be making money, honey. It's okay. But make sure mom and dad are helping you manage your money. You're managing your money well, and you're not spending all your money. Okay? That's a little key for you right there. Okay. So with your dropping that heavy weight, whether it's social media, whether it's not social media, whether it's dating while you're in high school or if you're in middle school, you just have a little puppy love going on there. But to you kiddos, it's serious. For you adolescents and young adults, it's becoming more than serious because most of you guys are going to be going into real relationships here soon. Some of you who are married or getting divorced or things like that, if you're young and you're offboarding into your second, what I call your second heir or your second abundance or your second coming of you, who you are, who you're destined to be, your legacy of your adult life, that is where your journal or your journey of life starts, especially if it's something that's not meant or it's not going to stay because you've outgrown that period of time. Sometimes you can grow up with someone and you can separate because you've outgrown them spiritually, mentally, emotionally. You become illuminated and more enlightened to your inner light. And if that person's not on the same page as you, you have to find a way to offboard them, but with love, namaste, agape love. Do you understand what I'm saying? So with that, you're going to be dropping the anchor. That's that heavy weight, that spirit of discernment to say, I've got to drop that bad spirit, that feeling, that moment of clarity that you say to yourself, I don't need this anymore. Okay? So, we're going to drop the anchor. This is another simple exercise to center yourself and connect with the world around you. Practice it throughout the day, especially anytime you find yourself getting caught up in your thoughts and feelings. And as we discussed this before previously, you have to get and connect those dots. If you don't connect those dots, you're going to stay in a state of mind of inertia. You're never moving anywhere, but you continue to never elevate up. It seems like you're just going on a plane and you're plateauing, but you're never growing. You want to build a pyramid at every single time to that peak, that top of that peak where you're getting that shining light, that circle of light. It's like you're hitting that top peak and you're filling it. Okay? So, one, you're going to plant your feet into the floor and you're going to stand there right then and you're going to get that poison spirit, that demonic spirit, or that spirit that is not bringing out the best in you but the stress in you. What you're going to do is push them down. Notice the floor beneath you supporting you. And that should bring up that light energy because you're going to order your steps, guide your tongue, and you're going to feel that illuminated light. It's coming from the ground up, the keys to your feet, and you're going to feel that light radiating through you, okay? So as we're breathing, we're dropping that anchor, okay? Notice the muscle tension in your legs as you push your feet down. That is pushing down that bad energy, that heavy weight, that poison devil in a blue dress and red lipstick not looking good. But you know that sometimes you can look good in that red lipstick as long as your light's in the right direction. Okay? You just have to make sure you have the spirit of discernment that your spirit is not being poisoned by a fraud, something fake, something phony, something that's not right. So in that, you got to push your plant your feet down. Okay? Four, notice your entire body and the feeling of gravity flowing through your head, spine, and legs into your feet. So as you're pushing that bad force down, you're feeling that light force come up. And it should go up like a pyramid. You should feel it spread through your body. Okay? Now, five. Now, look around and notice what you can see and hear around you. Notice where you are and what you're doing. Notice that good, illuminated, light feeling. Do you feel that air? It's crisp. It's clean. You feel those lungs. You're breathing. You're feeling that namaste, that agape love. You're feeling that moment, that mantra, okay? Then, we're going to notice those five things. This is yet another simple exercise to center yourself, engage with your environment. Practice it throughout the day, the evening, especially anytime you find yourself getting caught up in your thoughts and your feelings. Because part of that is, even through a pandemic, a lot of the times we get caught up in the triggers or the things that bother us or bring us down and poison our spirit, just like bad air or a bad acquaintance or things that don't breathe life into you. You want to, as I'm doing it right now, breathe life into yourself. Gather that light air. Gather that illuminated spirit and let it come inside of you. Okay? Finally, one, pause for a moment. Two, look around and notice five things you can see. Three, listen carefully and notice five things that you can hear. Then four, notice five things that you can feel in contact with your body. For example, the watch against your wrist, making sure your time's up. Me too. Are you feeling a good feeling? Or do you feel that time's up? Me too. I need to get rid of those poisonous spirits, those demonic spirits, the things that are weighing me down. Then your trousers or your dress against your legs, the air on your face. Just like when you feel rain droplets, they are dropping against your face and you feel that crisp rain air, you know, it's cleansing your soul. Okay? Your feet upon the floor, you back against the chair that you're sitting on, or if you're sitting up on a mat, you're feeling your back straighten up and you feel like a lion at the top of its peak and you feel that roar of light and that aura of light coming through you. And that's what you should feel at all times. And when you don't practice this same exercise each time to be present. Okay? Five, finally, do all the above simultaneously. So the next exercises that we'll do in the next session will be informal mindfulness practice. Because part of this is getting it into a routine. And part of that is we have to learn how to be present before we become mindful. And that is not being distracted, poisoning your spirit, and not having the capability to be present in the here and now and not living in the past. Because part of that is another lesson that we want to go over here. And the reason why I have this the way I have it is, there's lessons in life, there's lessons in living, and there's lessons in being present. And part of that is learning the things that put energy into you. Things that otherwise don't grow you, let them go. And then finding ways to go and light up your life, grow yourself mentally, emotionally. But part of that is having gratitude in the here and now and present. Okay? So we're going to do this as another pick-me-up here. And that is, on this day, month, and year, how was my day? Then I'm going to score my day as I start this documentation of a journey and a journal as to how I'm going to be present in my life. The progress of today. And learning when to pat yourself on the back. What did you do today that required courage? What positive choice did you make consistent with who you want to become? However small, write it here and be present in that. Pat yourself on the back. So let's go ahead and write. So we picked out three things, right? So in those three things, pat yourself on the back if you took time to take a nap, if you took time to self-care, if you took time to look into something someone else does, mirror that, don't steal it, but mirror that, make something of your own, then own that, and then start honing your own thing, and start patting yourself on the back for being able to get there. Because it's just like my old school alma mater. You can get there from here, but it takes small steps. And in that, being present is a small step. Okay? And that's part of the paradigms of coaching and part of the I am abundance mindset. And in that I am mindset, you start out with I am grateful. I am mindful. I am abundant that I will grow. I am going to be present. Do you see where that starts off at? And you're feeling that inner enlightenment as you go. And train yourself to that. Then you think to yourself, what have I learned? When you ask yourself this, what did I learn about myself today? What inspired me today? Goals and intentions. What actions, thoughts, or steps did you take today that move you towards your goals or intentions, whether it's a small step, baby step, or another step in the right direction? And if you fail, that's fine. It's not a perfect science. It's not an exact science, and it's not easy. Okay? Then say to yourself, what, if anything, triggered me today? If something triggered you today, it's fine. We all get triggered by something. But don't let that own you. You just have to get to that point. You grab a hold of that, and you say to yourself, today it triggered me, tomorrow it will not. I will not let that break me. Where do I need to be kinder to myself? Where could you have been kinder to yourself in that, and therefore happier and more productive? Because you're your own worst critic. And sometimes we have that critter brain, or we have that inner gremlin that gets in our head, and it's just like that movie Gremlins, and you add water to it, it grows. You don't want it to multiply. You want it to undo all those inner critters in your brain that criticize or cause you to elevate that trigger, or someone trying to trigger you. Because there are people in this world that are going to be plenty critical of you in your lifetime. But in your lifetime, do not allow that to define you or set the pentameter of who you are or what you're going to be. And you have to be in that abundance mindset, that I am mindset, that I am above my personal triggers or outside triggers. Because there are plenty of people who are set like that, who are going to be every bit of what doesn't elevate you or illuminate you, but it will cause you that major downfall. In that, undo that. Give that heavy punch. Drop that heavy weight. Take that heavy anchor and that anvil and drop it on those that trigger you, and then move on from it. Okay? Then look after you. And then when we go to the next section, we think about gratitude and appreciation. Name three things you are grateful for and appreciated today. Essential to when you have standards, whether they're low or high, make sure your standards are something that you can get to and you can say, I'm grateful for this. Like, I'm grateful for my food today. I'm grateful for a roof over my head. I'm grateful for my home office, or I'm grateful for my office in the building, or I'm grateful for business. I am grateful for my I am mindset, my abundance mindset. I am grateful for my eternal circle and my tribe of people who breathe life into me. Otherwise, when you think about those that don't breathe life into you, those frauds, those heavyweights, those people that poison your spirit or your air, or want to own you but don't want you to elevate past what they have set for you, or don't want you to heal and recover, you have to get past that and knock that down and say to yourself, I'm going to move forward in my light, in my enlightenment, in my I am mindset, and my destination motivation mindset. Above all things, you have to have that light in your heart, in your mind, and in your spirit, and move forth with one small step. Okay? Then you think to yourself, A or B, how's my day? The score for my day as I complete this journal is either positive 5 or negative 5 as your day went. Hopefully you'll be on the positive side. If not, you're on the negative side. And then start working your way down. What is the difference in your scores from start to finish? And if they're more negative than positive, then try to flip that upside down and start coming more positive than negative. And it takes time. And then at the final part of this is, what else do I want to make note of here? Anything else you may want to record or make note of, things you noticed that you reflected on, and it takes a lot of self-reflection or mirroring what you're doing and sitting down, where am I going wrong, but not overly criticizing yourself, but being able to go and be present in that, being able to get there from here and saying to yourself, I'll improve that tomorrow. Rome wasn't built in a day, and your mindset wasn't built in one day. So you're going to have to undo that day by day. So with that, what do you want to do differently tomorrow, etc.? So we're going to close out this with a good mantra and a peaceful mindset and an illuminated mindset and I am abundance mindset and paradigms of Team World Online Coaching, and be able to get ourselves there from here and in a destination motivation mindset. So you all have a good night.
Amazon is hiring near you. Earn a competitive wage and start as soon as 7 days. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are a top priority with all of our roles and sites, and Amazon is taking precautions in our buildings to keep people healthy. Go to amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.